Well, friends, welcome to the most wonderful time of the year.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
With the kids. I know you think of this as a Christmas song, but it's June. June, the best birthday month of the year. And Jason Kanz and I have fun with celebrating our birthday months. And he's on the line as we start the best 5 minutes of the day. Good morning.
Good morning. I was like looking out my window thinking, is it snowing outside that we've got the most wonderful time of the year?
You got
I should
me into
have remembered,
this.
Of course.
You got me into this because you make a big deal about October being the best month, and so I got
it
a counter
is.
With June.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I think that's good. You can be entitled to think that, even though most people know that October is actually the best month.
We should do a vote this morning at 72325. No, just go ahead and let us know on the listener line, which is your favorite month of the year? All right, so we'll go ahead. I do have the home month advantage because it's during June that people, it's June Dairy Month. Myself, Carol Stewart, our friend Jerome Jacobs, birthday Bob Linder in Rice Lake, all with birthday. My daughter Elena, all with birthdays this month.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that definitely puts you at an advantage.
Yeah.
Plus, school gets out.
Yeah, school gets out.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, that's tough to beat. I suspect my daughter Tessa would vote with you. So.
Yeah. I'm going to go two different directions today, though. So, what's your favorite month of the year? Let us know. 7232555. I'm contending this is the best month of the year. The other thing, though, I see in the birthdays. That Pat Boone is 89 today, and I should bring in the regular music by this juncture here on WWIB. So here, let's go ahead. All right, but so I think I'm asking about Brush with Fame. So I don't know. Give me a day off, and I come up with two questions. But because 1987 at Epcot Center with a group of folk, we were, I don't know, it was like an outreach trip, and we went to Epcot Center, and I see Pat Boone, and I'm like, hey, we play some of your music on the radio, which some of you listeners today might go, you played Pat Boone? We did then. I remember playing off of, he had an album called Home, and so anyhow, but he's 89 today, so I'm calling to mind, how about some other Brushes with Fame? What comes to mind for you?
I love that question, first of all. You know, I think that's just a great question. You know, having gone to a lot of Christian conferences, of course, or concerts and so forth, you could think that route. But I think the one for me that often stands out is I was in one airport, I don't remember where it was, and I saw Stephon Marbury, who was an NBA player, just sitting in there with his family, and I was like, oh my goodness, you know, and so that was kind of my brush with fame, I would say.
Okay. Yeah, I remember being a Bucks ball boy, I mean, in the 81-82 season. And, yeah, I mean, it was Kareem and Magic, Dr. J. They were all still playing. So that was pretty cool. Michael Cooper is the one I got closest to. He wasn't playing. I got to kind of hang out with him. He wanted to give me his tickets. And lo and behold, my dad and a friend were able to go to the game on a bitter cold January night in 82 in Milwaukee. So that was pretty cool.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
All right, so Brush with Fame Stories.
I would love to hear what people have to say about Brushes with Fame.
Yeah, I'll try to get that.
I find those kind of fascinating. So
try to get that posted. Yeah, that is kind of a fun question. You have to drop that on your Facebook page maybe today as too. All right, so as we kick off the best month of the year, oh boy, I'm just going to underscore that for you all month long. But anyhow, we do have a lot of scripture today, Galatians 1:18-24.
Yeah, it says, then 3 years later, I went to Jerusalem to get to know Peter, and I stayed with him for 15 days. The only other apostle I met at that time was James, the Lord's brother. I declare before God that what I'm writing to you is not a lie. After that visit, I went north into the provinces of Syria and Cilicia, and still the churches in Christ that are in Judea didn't know me personally. All they knew was that people were saying, the one who used to persecute us is now preaching the very faith he tried to destroy. And they praised God because of me.
All right. And from Jason's devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, he tackles those seven verses with this paragraph. After that, he went to Peter and James, church leaders in Jerusalem. They wanted to hear his story and determine if he was a liar. Then he began to preach in Syria and Cilicia. Though closer to Jerusalem, he was unknown except as a former persecutor of the church. Like Paul, all my children are ministers of the good news. Regardless of where you live, you are my representative. You do not need a pulpit or a foreign mission field. Simply love people wherever you are, telling them about me. I am the God who loves them so deeply that he gave everything to restore the broken relationship with them. Your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, I think the idea that we can love people right where we are at and we're doing good and holy work when we do so is important for us to remember. Sometimes I think we can look and say, oh, you know, maybe I should have been a missionary or maybe I should have been a professional pastor. And I think we're just called to love well in the name of Christ where we're at.
Yeah, that line obviously stands out there when you say, because a lot of times you can say, boy, I shoulda, woulda, coulda, right? I should have been maybe a pastor, what have you.
Yep.
And you don't have to be a missionary. And again, that great line, simply love people wherever you are. But that's not so simple, right? That's pretty challenging.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Especially when you're in relationship with people who are sinful and difficult like we are. So.
But as Chesterton says, what's the biggest problem in the world? I am. So, yeah.
Right, indeed.
There we go. Let's remove the log from our eye before we take the speck out of somebody else's. Jason, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Talk to you tomorrow.
A brand new month, Caleb, and we love to start it with what are the special events, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, and one that sticks out, your birthday's coming up.
Yeah. Yeah, going to turn 59 June 12th. And hey, Carol Stewart from our staff, she's got another birthday even before that, I think on the 7th. So other ones include June is Adopt a Shelter Cat Month.
June also is Dairy Month, which we will be celebrating with vim and vigor with our friends from Culver's.
It is Fireworks Safety Month.
June is International Accordion, not International Accordion Month, but International Accordion Awareness Month.
It is International Men's Month.
International People Skills Month.
For Men's Month, hey, go ahead and celebrate me. June is Perennial Gardening Month.
June is also National Candy Month. How about that?
Uh-huh. It's National Iced Tea Month.
National Rose Month.
National Seafood Month.
It is also National Soul Food Month, seafood and soul food.
It is Steakhouse Month.
It is Potty Training Awareness Month.
Okay.
We just got through that, you know, with one, but now we've got the baby coming up. We're going to have to figure it all out again.
There you go. Also, it is Prevent Cancer from the Sun Month.
And June is Turkey Lovers Month as well. And for whatever reason, it just made me think of gobble sticks.
Mm.
I don't know if anybody up there, at least from Barron County, remembers gobble sticks that they had from the turkey store when it was Jerome Foods and all that. And it was like, again, like little turkey snack sticks, but you could get them like cheese in the middle or pizza flavored. Gobble sticks were the best.
Mm.
Just a random commercial for something that no longer exists. But man, I loved gobble sticks.
All right, very good.
In the smartphone age in which we live, sometimes maybe we forget one of the simplest things to do with your phone is to take a picture, but it can be incredibly beneficial, especially when trying to remember things as you get older, as both of us are. You closer now to yet another birthday coming up.
Yeah, that's for sure. So here are a few things that can easily be remembered with a quick picture taken with your smartphone. For instance, a reminder of where you parked. I never thought of that before.
Yeah, I haven't done that yet. But for instance, say you're at Mall of America or something like that. It's like, what peach or whatever did I park by? Good to know. Or also landmarks, etc. Pics that you could easily take and would help you remember things. For instance, your printer cartridges. Man, that might help. A good tip. If you're buying your ink from one source, make sure you see the refill numbers by taking a quick pick and saying, oh, that's the cartridge that I need.
That is the place to buy your cartridges. Get your name brand or your remanufactured. Save money, save the environment, and support a faith-based family business. Okay, also, I couldn't let it go, Caleb.
I know. Well, no, I was serving that one up. I just grooved you a fastball right down the middle of the plate so you can knock it out there.
And hopefully may the Max see many fastballs down the middle of the plate today in the game you're doing on WOGO Sports. How about taking a picture of your family members' clothing sizes? Do you have that when you're out shopping?
I was totally thinking of that, actually, when I've been shopping for shoes for my kids and they're not with.
Mm.
And it's, what is their shoe size again? Because you don't want to get that wrong. Pics that you could take easily, keep on your phone, help you remember things. The measurements of your furnace air filter, yes.
Uh-huh.
Is it 16 by 20 by 1 or 16 by 25 by 1? I never remember.
God bless my wonderful wife who serves in so many capacities, including buying the air filters for the furnace. All right. Also, this morning. How about those travel confirmation numbers? Yeah, take a screenshot of the email your airline sends you when you check in later and need to find confirmation numbers. Your photo album will be less cluttered than your inbox.
There you go. How about taking pictures of current medications? Snap one on your smartphone. Make sure you can see the prescription names and dosages in the photo. Again, easy to remember.
A recipe from a book or magazine that you want to use soon. I tell you what I've been doing a lot of this year is finding those recipes online that I see and just going ahead, copy and pasting and sending it to Mark Halverson in my Messenger inbox. Yeah. So,
couple more things that can be easily remembered with a quick pic taken with your smartphone. Anything borrowed that you might want to buy later, like the brand of a smooth writing pen at the bank or a great smelling hotel shampoo. And it's like, oh, what was that? Mm-hmm. Hey, I have a picture of it.
There you go. And finally, take a picture of expensive home furnishings you just know you can DIY at home. Get shots of all the important angles for when you're ready to DIY.
I can't relate to that one at all. Not handy.
I'm like, I would never do that.
Nope.
All right, Brushes with Fame, WWIV. The reason we started that early this morning, Pat Boone turning 89. I remember being at Epcot Center in 87, and lo and behold, there's Pat Boone. And back in the day, we did play some Pat Boone songs. We were still spinning albums at that time. And an album called Home. And so that was kind of cool. And I've had other ones over the years, but you had a sports-related one that I remember.
Yeah, so we met Leroy Butler at Walmart here in Halle several years ago because Cooper was still very young at the time. So it was something, it wasn't like he was just shopping there. He was there by arrangement, but we got to go meet him and he was absolutely kind as could be. And I remember telling him too, if you remember George Kuntz, the linebacker for the Packers mm-hmm. who played the same time as Butler did. And I told Leroy that, hey, we named our son Cooper partly because when he grows up to play in the NFL as well, too, people at Lambeau can say Coop, just like Kuntz. And yeah. He gave me a high five for that. Anyway, he was just very, very kind to my family. And so I appreciated that. And I have to say from the CCM world, mm-hmm. we've been able to meet a lot of different artists. Loved meeting John Foreman of Switchfoot again. Mm-hmm. That was at Sunshine back in the day. But the only one that I've truly been nervous about meeting, and for King of Country, were incredibly kind as well, too, when I met Joel there as well. I think Andy Mineo was on his tour bus at the time. But the only one I was really nervous about was Stephen Curtis Chapman when he came with Laura Story and Jason Gray to Zorn Arena. About 3,000 people packed into that. But I met Stephen Curtis Chapman backstage, and that was the only one I was truly nervous to meet because, again, he's just an icon to me in Christian music, and it's like, I cannot believe I'm actually meeting you. That was really cool. And again, such a gracious, kind man.
Yeah, I hear you. I've been in the same room with him a couple of, got a chance to pray before he did the concert at Eau Claire Memorial in 89 around December. And that was great. And a lot of those CCM artist events. But how about some of the listeners here for just a moment, what they've said on the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. Smokey says he met Michael Landon back in 1988. And he says Michael was so kind to his family and him.
Yeah, Little House on the Prairie fame there. Kimberly says, I met Matthew West's dad and his daughter Lulu at a concert I was working at. She said he personally came and thanked the volunteers. Yeah, and again, Pop Wee, like with Matthew West and his dad, great ministry. And I remember when he was at One Fest, his dad came out and delivered a great message as well.
Yeah, how about Jody and Aliva? She says, I waited on Aretha Franklin one afternoon at Red Lobster here in Eau Claire. Her bus pulled up and she and her crew came in for a late lunch about 3 o'clock. They say famous people are quirky, so she ordered lobster with a backup hamburger just in case she didn't like her lobster. She says, who doesn't like our lobster? Turns out she did like it and never even touched her burger. Then after leaving an adequate but not outstanding tip, they did have a fantastic server. They all hit the road.
There you go. Aretha Franklin. Wow, that's pretty cool. Yeah. And Kathleen, again, we're talking about Brushes with Fame. We'd love to hear from you in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group or 715-396-1670, our listener line by text or voicemail. Kathleen says, my brush with fame, my son Dennis, who starred in an independent film called Siren Song that was shown at MyCon about 10 years ago.
WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show. And we got some news to break here.
Yes, indeed. So hopefully you get our WWIB update newsletter. But if you don't get that, or maybe it hasn't reached your mailbox yet, there's something in there that says save the date. And we're encouraging you to save the date. We've got a lot of things coming up this summer. But at the end of the summer, August 26th, it's a Saturday evening. Please save that date because that is the WWIB 50th anniversary free community concert. We're going to have a great fun time. It also will be benefiting through your free will donations, Hope Village, and the incredible work being done there. And so we're going to have free inflatables for the kids. 7 different food trucks are booked that day. Working on getting our friend Kevin's Juggling and Balloons there as well. So there'll be lots of great free entertainment, incredible food. And also, again, because this is our WWIB 50th anniversary family reunion, Lord willing, we'll be able to take a big old family photo via drone if we can get that worked out. And would love to be able to see that. Again, people who've been part of this radio ministry as listeners, contributors, whatever it might be, we would love to have you gather with us for this family reunion on August 26th at Riverfront Park in Chippewa Falls. Jesse Hamble from 513 Free, I believe, will be gathering one or two 513 Free members and having a small reunion as well. And so they will be our musical opener for this free community concert. But we also do have a recording artist that will be our headliner that night for, again, an absolutely free concert that the public is invited to. And we want to make sure that you mark that date on your calendar for August 26th.
And who's the headliner?
The headliner is Jason Gray.
Ah, outstanding.
We are looking forward to that very much. Again, Jason Gray, you and I, just an absolute favorite of ours, too. Gifted as a singer, as a songwriter, and so many new songs being put out constantly from him. And so August 26th, absolutely free concert. Again, Jesse Hamble, and I believe we'll get Michael and maybe one other member of 513 Free for kind of a reunion, and then a free concert with Jason Gray, the food trucks, the inflatables, the fun. We're looking forward to that. 4 to 8 p.m. Saturday, August 26th, Riverfront Park in Chippewa Falls, and praying now for great weather.
Yeah, I mean, Jason Gray, he's the real deal. He's so authentic and genuine. Earlier this morning, we played Be Kind, and we'll play another new one from him here in just a moment. But we both seen him. I mean, he was at that one fest. But I remember seeing him in a Life Fest packed there in Oshkosh back in the day. And it's amazing, this guy's songwriting proclivity. It just goes on and on.
Yeah, and again, the depth of thought and feeling that Jason has, again, I think ties in so perfectly, again, with the message of hope that this station has carried, gospel hope, for half a century. And Lord willing, continuing on again until our Lord returns. And also Hope Village, the wonderful work being done for the homeless and unsheltered in our community. Amazing. If you haven't been out there to see the plans, or go to their website for Hope Village as well, to see again how they're continuing to grow and expand and serve. It's just amazing. And so I think it all ties together beautifully, and we're really looking forward to that as kind of a capstone of all the summer activities.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, it calls to mind to me, it's hard to believe now, Hope at the River was also a benefit for the tiny houses, and that was back in 2019.
It was, of course, 2019.
The pandemic, it was a great event. And as great as the parking lot picnics have been, and they've been great, right? I mean, started with 6 that first year in 2020, and we're going to keep them coming. I mean, there's something about even a larger crowd, a larger venue, and now a bigger name, Jason Gray. Wow, what an event.
Yeah, absolutely looking forward to that. So please join us in prayer, because there's a lot of details that will still need to be worked out, but we just want to make sure that's on your radar, on your calendars. And this month, speaking of those parking lot picnics, the first one is coming up the end of this month, June 29th, a Thursday. So we're looking forward to that. Jessica, who came in from the Wisconsin Foster Closet, they are going to be benefited for that first parking lot picnic. It's the first of 3. We'll have one fest in there as well, National Night Out. And we may have a few other things going on for you throughout this summer as well. So as always, stay tuned here to WWIB, to our website, social media pages as well.
Yeah, if you're asking about fun stories, I was in Madison many years ago, and I got to meet Steve Miller of the Steve Miller Band, and I had supper with him, and I asked him, I said, sing a little harmony with me. So I sang a little of Fly Like an Eagle, and he sang a harmony to me, and that was real fun. Real nice guy, too. That's my fun story.
Good morning. This is Steve from Flucker Falls. My brush with fame was the first time I was 7, and Freddie Fender was a friend of the family somewhere in there, and we were at an anniversary over in Green Bay, and he actually played checkers with me. My parents got pictures of it and stuff. It was pretty cool. And then when I was 10 years old, we had some other doings or whatever, and he actually started teaching me how to play backgammon. kind of a cool thing when you look back at it. That's my brush of pen. Thank you. Bye.